Parks made a presentation of two amendments to the 403B plan for compliance with federal and state law. Vice President Walter Knorr provided updates on certain federal and state legislative matters and advised the committee of the release of the 2012 financial aid and potential for a rating agency action on state and university credits. In addition, Vice President Mike Bass presented capital items. Heather Haberacker and Mike Jonan presented purchase recommendations for consulting services for the committee's consideration. Mr. Chairman, there were 12 items for board consideration and approval today that have been put forward by the committee. Item number 10, which is tuition and fee increase, cost recovery, aviation programs for the academic year 2013-14. Item 11, student fees for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield for the academic year 2013-14. Item 12, rate changes for university-operated housing facilities, Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield for academic year 2013-14. Item 13, to name the Model Tanner Brown Bousfield Hall in Urbana. Item 14, renaming of multiple buildings in Chicago. Item 15, amendment number 2 to the 403B plan document. Item 16, amendment number 3 to the 403B plan document. Item 17, designation and design project for the Chess Family Foundation Center for Wounded Veterans in Higher Education at the Urbana campus. Item 18, construction contracts for infrastructure repairs for Smith Memorial Hall in Urbana. Item 19, architect and engineering for addition and renovation to the chemistry annex building in Urbana. Item 20, professional services consultant for the renovation of natural history building in Urbana. Item 21, purchase recommendations for institutional funds from hospital revenue. The meeting adjourned at 2:40 p.m. and the next committee meeting will be Monday, February 25th, 2013 at 1 p.m. That concludes the committee, Mr. Chairman.
That's quite a workload that you guys got through there, so we appreciate that you're
excellent
doing that.
Work by the committee, I will say, and by all the folks from the university to provide the background for it to be handled in a timely manner.
Thank you. Karen, maybe I turn to you as the chair of the Academic and Student Affairs Committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday, Wednesday, January 23rd at 8:30 a.m. The committee reviewed the items recommended for this Board of Trustees meeting, including those that are typically the purview of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. Trustee Strobel, chair of that committee, was also present for our ASAC meeting. We considered the following seven items: appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. The items list the recommended faculty and staff appointments. Appoint interim vice chancellor for development in Chicago, Keith Todd, who currently serves in multiple roles in the area of advancement, is recommended for this interim appointment. Interim Dean, College of Agricultural Design and Art and Arts, Chicago. This recommendation is to appoint Robert Somol, who is currently serving as the director of the School of Architecture. Approve membership and participation in Chicago Collections Consortium and appointment of designated UIC representative, University Library, Chicago. This is a newly established consortium of museums and libraries in the city of Chicago, in which staff at UIC's Daly Library will take a leading role. Rename the Department of Pharmacy Administration to the Department of Pharmacy Systems, Outcomes, and Policy, College of Pharmacy, Chicago. Appoint associates and fellows to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. Approve proposed amendments to the University of Illinois statutes